Sometimes Christians lose sight of what's most important, and we get distracted by the things of the world. Hi, I'm Stephen Street, Executive Pastor at Fraser Church, and welcome to Fraser 365. It's our hope for you that in this devotional series, you'll be brought back to the one true center of our faith, just Jesus. Thanks for joining us.
Welcome to day 33 of Just Jesus, the Promised Messiah. Our devotion today is titled, He is Able to Help. Max Lucado once wrote, God is able to accomplish, provide, help, save, keep, subdue, able to do what you can't. He already has a plan. God is not bewildered. Go to Him. Our text for today is from Hebrews chapter 2, verses 17 and 18. Therefore, He had to be made like His brothers in every respect, so that He might become a merciful and faithful high priest in the service of God, to make propitiation for the sins of the people. For because He Himself has suffered when tempted, He is able to help those who are being tempted. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 17, refers to Jesus as a merciful and faithful high priest. Stephen Cole helps put this statement into the proper perspective. This is the first mention of Jesus as our high priest in Hebrews, which is the only book in the New Testament to mention this truth. It is a vital concept for us to grasp, but we are at a disadvantage in that we did not grow up under the Jewish system. The Jews knew that they could not approach God directly. They had to come to Him through the priest who would offer their sacrifices on their behalf. He represented them in everything pertaining to God. Once a year, on the Day of Atonement, the high priest would represent the entire nation by entering the Holy of Holies and presenting the blood on the mercy seat. If anyone else dared to enter that sacred place, or even if the high priest went in there on any other occasion, it meant instant death, according to Leviticus chapter 16, verse 2. Thus, the role of the high priest was essential so that the nation could be cleansed from its sins each year, according to Leviticus chapter 16, verse 30. Have you ever thought about what an expensive hassle it would have been to be required to bring a sacrifice to the priest every time you sinned? It would have been embarrassing, too. All the neighbors stop to look up from what they're doing as you trudge toward the tabernacle with your sacrifice. There goes Steve again. You think he'd learn. I wonder what he did this time. But as our author will develop later, Jesus offered His own blood once and for all so that there's no need for continuing sacrifices. You can read Hebrews chapter 7, verse 27. Chapter 9, verse 12, and chapter 10, verses 11 through 14. This must have been a huge relief to believing Jews. Jesus is our permanent, final high priest who offered Himself once and for all for our sins. Thank God. But He wasn't just any kind of high priest. He is a merciful high priest. That describes His motive in going to the cross. He had compassion on us as sinners. This means that we should never hesitate to draw near to our Lord for fear of rejection or fear that He will not understand. Although He will discipline us as a loving Father, according to Hebrews chapter 12, verses 5 through 11, He's doing this for our good. He is never harsh or lacking in compassion. As David put it in Psalm 103, verse 13 and 14, just as a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear Him. For He Himself knows our frame. He is mindful that we are but dust. Because of Jesus' humanity, He suffered when tempted, so He is able to help those who are being tempted. That's from Hebrews 2:18. Jesus knows how you feel when temptation comes your way. Jesus can help you because He has been where you are. But when Jesus was tempted, He never sinned. Because He was sinless, He was able to be the perfect sacrifice that would appease God's wrath for our sins. So not only does Jesus relate, but He also redeems. His suffering without sinning gave us the victory over sin. He is more than able to provide you with the victory over temptation. You can trust Him because He knows. You don't have to yield to temptation because He was victorious. He took your place because He is merciful. Since He is able, let Him empower you. Some questions to consider. What does it mean that Jesus is your high priest? How does it encourage you to know that Jesus was tempted in every way, just as we are, yet did not sin? And finally, not a question, but a challenge. Spend some time today meditating on the fact that Christ is able and He knows how you feel. Have a great day. Thanks for joining us.